Equestrian Legacy Radio Network.
Honky tonk, don't take me in and tear me up tonight, but don't leave me to my loneliness. Don't lead me on with lies. Don't you fill me full of hope, then fool me in the end. Honky tonk, don't you break my heart again. You always have a bar stool for me to set my troubles down. Trouble always finds me looking for a light. Sometimes I've got to wonder if you really are my friend. Honky tonk, don't you break my heart again. Honky tonk, don't take me in and tear me up tonight, but don't leave me to my loneliness. Don't lead me on with lies. Don't you fill me full of hope, then fool me in the end. Honky tonk, don't you break my heart again. Corner of her eye. The beer is cold, the music's loud, and she's getting to my head. Honky tonk, don't you break my heart again. Honky tonk, don't take me in and tear me up tonight. Don't leave me to my loneliness. Don't lead me on with lies. Fill me full of hope, then fool me in the end. Honky tonk, don't you break my heart again. Honky tonk, don't you break my heart again.
That's Honky Tonk from Mr. Bobby Marquez from his new CD, The Cowboy Way. And good morning from Nashville, Tennessee. I'm your host, Gary Holt, along with my co-host in Albuquerque, New Mexico, Miss Bobby Bell. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning, Gary, and happy day after the 4th of July to you.
Happy day after the 4th to you. Did you have a big 4th of July?
You know, we had kind of a quiet day until all of the fireworks in our neighborhood last night, but we had a great day. We enjoyed a special meal. My husband did his famous potato salad that we only do a couple times a year. And we just enjoyed a quiet day at home and kind of reminiscing with both of us our 4th of July memories over the years. We kind of love to talk about, you know, past celebrations, parades, and family gatherings. And we just had a great day.
Well, that's
How
great.
About you?
That is great. Well, I can see the fireworks in Gallatin, Tennessee from my home. And although I'm out in the country, I'm up on top of a hill, so I can see all the fireworks in the country. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where these people come from, but it sounded like a war zone about 9 o'clock last night. So, yeah, I was glad when that stopped. I was glad.
Well, we were watching the Capitol 4th on PBS, and they did fireworks throughout the evening. And at one point, I thought it was the fireworks on TV, not realizing, no, they were in our backyard.
Oh, gosh. Well, I expect that we'll hear fireworks for another day or two. So anyway,
I'm
that's
sure.
Kind of the way it goes. Kind of the way it goes.
Yep.
Hey, we have a fantastic show today. And tell us who our first guest is.
Well, our first guest joining us in a few moments is from Nashville, an up-and-coming star, and her name is Ashlyn Grace.
All right. And then in the second hour of the show, we'll be joined, as always, on the first Thursday of the month by our good friend, Mr. Jim McGarvey, the past national chairman of Backcountry Horsemen of America, along with Mr. Craig Huffines, who is the executive vice president of the American Quarter Horse Association. So we'll have a really good show with Ashlyn and with our second hour guests. So we're looking forward to all of that. But right now, let's take a listen to a new song from Ashlyn. It is from her CD, Something About a Song, and it's one called I Need to Feel This. When we come back, we'll be talking with Ashlyn Grace on the Campfire Cafe on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network.
Keep saying I should be okay, not to let someone ruin my day, not to let my feelings run away. Well, I don't do it all for show, my heart tells me where to go, and right now I need to cry, right now I can't lie. I need to lose myself in an old sad show me where to go. As that silver sky races by, cornrows keep rising high, I'll feel healing in my bones. Soon I'll be coming home. Cause I need to lose myself in an old sad song. I need to be alone, I'm barely hanging on. I need to you gotta be lost to be found. I need to lose myself in an old sad song. I need to be alone, I'm barely
welcome back to Campfire Cafe on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network. If you are just joining us, that was I Need to Feel This, performed by today's guest, Ashlyn Grace. Making her first appearance on Campfire Cafe, Ashlyn Grace was born and raised in a musical family. Early on, her charismatic charm landed her print ads for companies like Cracker Barrel, Arista Records, and Reader's Digest. By the time she was a teenager, she had already made a name for herself as a writer and performer. Her accomplishments include having other artists cut her songs, opening for top name artists, writing with hit songwriters, and playing well-known clubs and festivals. Recently, she released her first EP, Something About a Song, and it debuted at number 4 on iTunes singer-songwriter chart and bestseller list. Please welcome to Campfire Cafe a recent graduate of Lipscomb University and one of Nashville's rising stars, Ashlyn Grace. Welcome, Ashlyn.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited, and I just really appreciate the opportunity to get to share my music with y'all and get to, you know, talk with y'all and everything. So thank you.
Well, you are very welcome. Well, and how do you? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I just got back from the beach a couple days ago and then celebrated the 4th with my family and my fiance, and then just been staying busy today. I just came from a co-write and everything on Music Row. So, yeah, I'm doing good. It's hot in Nashville, but at least it's not raining. So, all good.
we could use a little rain if it would cool things down around here. What was it, 109 heat index yesterday? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I just kind of went out and went back in real quickly yesterday. But
melt right when you walk out the door.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Could you imagine being in the middle of that crowd in downtown Nashville with 200,000 people, and the heat index is what it was?
I know. We did that one year.
Tough.
It was definitely hot.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, Ashlyn. Tell us about your family and how you grew up and how you got started at such an early age into music.
So I started playing guitar probably when I was about 14 or 15, and I learned like the basic 4 chords on guitar, and I was determined to write a song. And so I wrote a song when I was like 14. So definitely started at a young age. I have grown up around the music industry because actually my parents are both very involved within the music business in Nashville. And they actually met singing at the Grand Ole Opry together. So fun fact.
Wow.
I know. Yeah. Everyone thinks that's like such a Nashville thing. That's like, it's so funny. But yeah, so they both sing and songwrite too and play instruments and everything. And so it's definitely in my blood. And I've grown up around it, and that's honestly all I've ever known. I mean, when I was younger, I was kind of more into sports and all that in like middle school and everything. But as I got older, I was like, okay, I think I need to give this whole music thing a try, and just can't get away from it at all. So it's definitely my number one passion and what I love to do. So yeah.
Well, that is pretty cool. Well, by the way, tell your mother hello for me. She is a wonderful person. I don't know your dad, but I sure thank the world of your mama. And
thank you.
Well, you are so welcome. You are so welcome. Well, tell us about Something About a Song. Something About a Song.
Yes.
There's no A about. It's about.
Hey, you're close. So yeah, Something About a Song is my new EP, and it's super exciting for me to be able to release this because I have been working on this album for quite a while. And when I got these 6 songs, I just knew that those were the perfect songs that really showcased who I was as a person, as well as who I am as a writer. It shows a bunch of different phases of life, going through, you know, falling in love and heartbreak, and even probably one of my favorites on my EP called 601, which is about my childhood home. And I had grown up in it. My parents bought the house when they first got married and fixed it up and everything. And so then when we moved just recently, the people who bought our house, they tore it down, and it was very hard for me and everything. And so just as any songwriter would do, they put all their emotions into a 3-minute song. So that's probably one of my favorites. It's just very real and just shows, again, who I am as a person and kind of, you know, allows listeners to get to know me a little bit better. So yeah, I'm super pumped, and actually debuted on the iTunes Singer Songwriter chart at number 4 and appeared on the iTunes bestseller list. So that was very, very exciting since it was my first EP that I put out.
Well, it is a great EP. We're going to play a lot of music from that today. But right now, let's get to the title cut from the CD, Something About a Song. And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Ashlyn Grace today on the Campfire Cafe. We'll be right back.
Something about a song made you look my way. When the quarter dropped and the rig played, the lights that shine brighter as mine, and I couldn't look away. Whatever it takes, I wanna say hey. Caught up in the music, caught up in the moment, caught up in the blue of your eyes, caught up in your life, caught up in the soundtrack of the rhythm of this night. We're spinning around to the sounds our hearts are beating on.
The title track from our guest Ashlyn Grace's brand new EP, Something About a Song, and we've got Ashlyn on the line with us. Ashlyn, this has been quite a year for you, hasn't it?
It has been, yes, definitely. A lot has gone on, not only with my music and all that, but just in other areas of life as well. I'm getting married this year, and I graduated college, so a bunch of exciting stuff. And one of the top things that I was super excited about was I got asked to play the Bluebird on my 22nd birthday in April. So that
topped
it all off.
Wow.
So what was two questions on that. What was your first thought when you received the invitation? And how did you receive the invitation? Was it an email or a text or a phone call? You know, how does that word get to you?
Yeah, so it's actually funny. I just had been up at ASCAP for a co-write and everything, and I had an extra EP with me. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to just drop it off to one of the guys that works up at ASCAP and everything. And I was like, I'm just going to drop it off. I mean, you know, worst thing, no one listens to it, but, you know, something might come out of it. And it was a couple days before my birthday. And so dropped off the CD, and then later on that night got an email, and they had listened to my EP, and said they really enjoyed it, and so they were featuring four of the ASCAP songwriters at the Bluebird on April 18th, and they had asked me to be a part of it. So I was thrilled. I was over the moon. I can't think of a better place to get to spend your birthday.
And so then what was it like to actually perform there?
It was amazing. That was actually my second time performing there. And it was just, every time you're there, it's just so, so special and has so much history. And it's so neat because, I mean, everyone truly does go to the Bluebird to, you know, hear all these songs that songwriters put so much time and effort into. So it's really neat. And it's just a very intimate venue, which I love. And you can really interact with the audience there. And, I mean, you get... I was like, okay, who thinks they're like from the farthest away? And like, I mean, you would not believe, like, people were from England and Canada and like all over the world. So it's just so cool that people, you know, all share the love of music and all want to come down just to hear songs that we've, you know, again, put so much time and effort into. It's really something special.
Yeah. There's a lot of emerging talent in Nashville right now, as there always is. I mean, that's, you know, that's the place to go. How are you trying to kind of set yourself apart and brand yourself? How challenging is that?
Yeah, I mean, there are so many talented singers and songwriters there and everything, but I just really want to, I have a really big heart for the younger kids and just people of younger ages and everything. And so I just really want to be encouraging and give positive messages to young listeners, just because that is really important to me. And so I really want to be a role model, and just be able to make a difference through the lives of others, through the power of music. So just really being very true and approachable and showing listeners that I'm willing to be vulnerable and, you know, get personal in my songs and everything.
Well, that comes through so clear in this. No, go ahead, Gary.
No, I was just going to say, I know that, you know, you mentioned earlier that your mom and dad, I think, said met at the Grand Ole Opry as singers. But did you grow up listening to country music, or did you listen to rock, or, you know?
I've always grown up around country music, just, you know, because my parents are both in the primarily the country music industry. But I mean, I am open to all genres. I mean, my dad would always have Dolly Parton playing, and we're really big fans of Elvis. And just, I also love all the newer country too. I mean, right now Devin Dawson is my favorite. I love Kelsey Ballerini, Hillary Scott, just so, so many great artists. But yeah, I mean, I do love, country is probably my number one favorite, but I definitely love like John Mayer and Colby Calais and different genres like that too as well. I think that, you know, being able to kind of branch out and listen to other genres of music really puts a cool little unique spin on songwriting.
Yeah, it's real interesting when we talk to artists, depending upon what their age is, depends on where their musical influences came from. And so when you talk to somebody that just turned 22, it's interesting to find out who your musical influences were. And I think that's a pretty cool deal. Pretty cool deal. Well, we want to get to know the song right now. And this is one that's called Necklace on Your Nightstand. You want to tell us about this song?
Yeah, sure. This is also one of my favorites. I wrote Necklace with Kaylee Shore. And I just kind of came in with this idea. I was like, I don't know if this is cool or like quirky or if it's just like cheesy and weird or what. But I just came in with the idea of, I don't want to be another necklace on your nightstand. And she was like, okay, that's pretty neat. So we wound up writing that. And it's just a fun song and kind of like girl power type song too. So I'm really excited for y'all to get to hear it.
All right, well, let's take a listen to Necklace on Your Nightstand. We're talking with Ashlyn Grace today on the Campfire Cafe.
Well, I've heard stories and I've seen pictures. I know all the girls wanna hang out with ya. And you like stringing them along, and you like leading them on. Well, I'll be the one to prove you wrong.
Ashlyn, you talked about performing at the Bluebird and what a thrill that was for you. And I guess a lot of our audience may be familiar with the Bluebird from watching the TV series Nashville. Did you watch that show?
You know, I actually have not. I've seen part of it, but I have not actually watched the whole like season or anything. My mom and my grandmother are huge, huge fans, though, and I've heard great things about the show. I need to kind of binge watch that one of these days.
Well, I never watched it either, so that's okay. But besides the Bluebird.
It's great.
Besides the Bluebird, what are some of your favorite venues that you played?
Goodness. You know, I also really, one of my probably top favorites is the Listening Room, too. That is also located in Nashville, Tennessee. And again, it's just really neat because everyone comes there to listen to the songwriters and the songs that they're singing. And you get people in from all over. And so I just think that's so cool. And it's another venue that's really intimate and you're able to really interact with the crowd and everything. So I think that that's probably one of my top favorites. And recently I just did a festival in South Pittsburgh. Actually, it's called the National Cornbread Festival. And that was really cool. We got to go full band and do an hour set. And that was just really fun. And goodness, I'm trying to think of some other ones. Perform at the Hard Rock Cafe and the Tin Roof. And Puckett's is also a really cool one, too. And several festivals. Just a couple weeks ago, I played at one in Franklin called Porch Fest. And that's a really neat one, too, because there's so many different artists. Yeah. So that was really fun. It was very hot, but it was good.
If you've been in Tennessee in the last few weeks, you've been hot everywhere you've gone. But Puckett's is one of my favorite places. You hear some great music and you get some pretty stinking good food there too as well. So anyway, that's pretty cool. I like the smaller venues where it's more intimate. I don't think I care to go to a 10,000 person concert or a 20,000 person concert. I'd much rather sit close to the artist and be able to interact a little bit. So that's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Me too. I love getting able to tell the stories behind the songs and all that too. So that's really neat.
Yeah. You know, Nashville is just full of great places to play and great music and a lot of singer-songwriter rounds that take place in Nashville. So if you're out there listening and you haven't been to Nashville, you need to just put that on your bucket list because it is a great city and loaded with great music, and great talent, just like Ashland. So tell us a little bit about your writing process. Do you come up with the lyric or the music first, or how does that work for you?
You know, it's so funny. So many people ask me that, but it is so hard to really say because it is honestly different every single time. I mean, I'm trying to, like, for 601, for instance, I had just driven past my old house and was literally watching it being completely bulldozed to the ground. And on the way back, I just started, like, sobbing my eyes out. And I got in the shower and everything, and in the shower, I started just like humming this tune and started putting words into it and literally got out of the shower, wrapped a towel around me and sat on the floor and grabbed my guitar and had that song written in probably like 30 minutes. And so that one was one where everything just kind of came to me so quickly. But others like Necklace on Your Nightstand, I came in with just that hook idea first with a couple lyrical ideas, but you know, then kind of putting together everything as I was in the right. And then for, let's see, It's You, that's also on the EP, that's one where I had come up with the music first. So it honestly just depends. Or sometimes you'll just, you know, be like, okay, I'm going to sit down and write a song and, you know, mess around. And first thing that comes to my mind, that's what I'm going to write about. So it's just different every single day.
Wow. Wow. Now, when you're writing with someone, do you usually come in with several different ideas and just sit down and go over them? Or do you have a particular idea in mind and work on that song?
Either or. I mean, if I'm like really, really feeling something, then I'll say, hey, like, you know, I'm really feeling this today. Can we go along with this idea? But if not, then, you know, we'll just kind of talk it out and be like, you know what, I don't really care what we write. And so we'll kind of toss some ideas back and forth, and whatever really hits the writers, then we're like, okay, well, let's do that then.
All right. So how did you come up with Kept the Text?
Oh, that one. Okay, so I wrote that one with two of my really good friends, Troy Castellano and Brett Mandel. And I came in there and I was like, you know what? I'm just really wanting an up-tempo, like, feel-good song. And so we kind of were tossing around some ideas. And Brett was like, you know, I don't know what we can do with this, but I have this idea, Kept the Text. And I was like, okay. And so we were kind of messing around with it on guitar and stuff and just started throwing around ideas with it and melody ideas. And I started kind of humming some stuff. And that kind of just came about literally while we were in the room and writing. And it's really cool because that's probably my favorite song to do with the full band because it's just very kind of groovy and it shows a little bit of sassier sides of me, which I think is like kind of fun. So, yeah.
All right. Well, we're gonna show you the sassy side of Ashlyn Grace right now. It's a song called Keep the Text, and it is from her EP, Something About a Song. We'll be right back.
You've been doing your best to make me look bad, trying to make yourself look good and rewriting the past. You act like it's just my word against yours, but I guess there's a few things you don't remember. Well, you sound so pathetic, a little cliche, saying when you were with her, you were thinking of me, and you really put the less at hopeless.
And that was Kept the Text. Very fun song by today's guest, Ashlyn Grace, from her brand new EP, Something About a Song. Ashlyn, that is really such a fun song. can you share a little bit about maybe what was going on in the recording studio? Did you record these songs, like, you know, over a number of days or one at a time? Tell us a little bit about the creation of the EP.
Yeah. Oh, that is probably, people ask me what my favorite part of the whole musical process is, and I always say the recording process is, just because it is so much fun to get to watch and listen and be there to experience, like, your song pretty much coming to life. But yeah, so we did that over a series of a few days, and the EP was produced by Brent Rader, who is so great and just crazy talented. And so we went out to his studio, and I came with me and my guitar, and kind of we just tracked the songs, and we did like an acoustic thing first, and then he went in, and he's like so crazy talented that he actually played the instruments like all by himself on all of them, which is so cool.
Oh,
and,
wow.
So yeah, and it was really cool because I asked Brent if I could come and just sit with him and kind of tell him what I heard and say, you know, I really want this beat here, or, you know, I really hear just a really faint guitar sound in the second chorus of this song, and just stuff like that. So he actually let me come in, and I pulled up a chair right next to him, and he showed me, you know, the process and let me really put in my opinion and make it what I wanted it to be. So it was so special. It was such a great time, and I had my mom there and my dad, and also Jess, that is also working with me and everything, and they're just so supportive and so fun to be around. And it was just a great time. We had the best time.
So when can we expect the next one?
Oh goodness. Hey, I am writing every single week, and I definitely have enough songs to go put out another one. So hopefully before too long, I will definitely love to do another one.
Well, that's exciting.
So cool.
I had it, and I had another question that these songs definitely, and you've shared that they are really your story, and they're all from the heart. You have to allow yourself to be very vulnerable to write and perform. How is that challenging, or is that really just flow out of you to be so vulnerable?
Yeah, you know, I personally don't think it's that hard. I mean, I love meeting new people, and I love for people to be able to connect with me and my songs. And I really want people to know that I'm willing to do that. And, you know, just, I want them to be able to know who I am as a person. And so I think that if you are able to be vulnerable in your songs and everything, I think that that gives listeners more of a chance to connect with your songs, because, you know, you're not timid and shy and all that. And so, yeah, I would say that it's pretty easy for me.
Do you ever have a writer's block? Do you ever have a, you know, something you've started and then you have to put it aside because you kind of don't know how to move forward?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think that's honestly something all songwriters experience. But, you know, it's okay to be that way. And I just personally, if that happens, then, I mean, even not that long ago, I was in a co-write and we had like half the song finished and we were like, well, like, we didn't really know which direction we wanted to go and like the second verse and everything. And so we're like, well, let's just, you know, end for today and get back together next week and, you know, start fresh and see what we want to do then. And so we did that, and it turned out to be one of our best songs and something that all three of us just absolutely love.
That's great. I think Gary has the next song for the playlist for today is It's You. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I have to dedicate this one to my fiance, Daniel. It's just a super fun little love song. And this is one that I wrote with Daniel Kleindienst and Alex Dooley. And I came in with, actually the song kind of started. And this is one where I didn't really know what to do. I can't remember if I came in with the part of the verses or the chorus or what. But I just kind of needed help getting into the next portion of the song. And so I brought it in. I was like, I don't know if y'all, you know, are digging this or not, but if we don't have anything else that we're, you know, really jumping out to us, then I have this song started that, you know, if y'all want to help me finish it, I'd love to. And so we wound up doing that. But it's just, it's one of, I feel like I say it's one of my favorites to like all my songs, but they're all just funny and everything. So, yes, just a super fun love song is the best way to describe it.
All right, well, let's take a listen to It's You, Ashlyn Grace, on the Campfire Cafe.
Instinctive and flawless, like an effortless intake of breath, so natural and lawless, a chemistry no one else would get. I'm forgetting the risk and taking the fall. The only thing that makes any sense to me at all, it's you, every single time it's you. You're the one I want, showing up at midnight, standing in the porch light, half a dozen roses, a jar full of fireflies too. Doing that thing you do, making me laugh until the sun is coming up. If anybody wonders what's making my dreams come true,
Ashlyn Grace. And Ashlyn, I don't think I've ever had anybody write a song for me.
You are so welcome, Gary.
Well, tell us about the big event. When is that happening for you? And tell us a little bit about your fiance. Is he in the music business?
Yeah. He actually is not. But after being around my family, he did buy a guitar, so he's slowly learning guitar and everything, but he's so super supportive, and he's never missed a show, so he has been to every single one, which is a lot, even with how busy he stays and everything. But yeah, we're getting married in September, on September 8th, here in Nashville, so we are so very excited.
Oh, that is great.
Wow,
that
that's
is great.
Coming quick.
Yeah.
I should say, did you meet him at Lipscomb? Right around the corner.
Yeah. Did you meet him at Lipscomb?
No. So I teach a preschool class at my church here in Nashville, and I've been doing that for a few years now. And so he was a volunteer actually in my classroom. And so that is how we met, by teaching a class full of 20, like 4 and 5 year olds.
Well, I tell you, it's a great place to meet somebody is a church. So congratulations to you. September the 8th is not far off. But tell people where they can find your music. Yeah, you're very welcome. So tell people where they can find your music and contact you and maybe book you for some shows if they'd like to.
Yeah, so they can find me on all social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and it's all under Ashlyn Grace. And I'll spell that out because it's kind of tricky. It's A-S-H-L-Y-N. And then G-R-A-Y-C-E. So definitely I'd love for people to give me a follow and keep in touch and all that. And also all of that is linked to my website, and my website has a link for my music too, and that's just ashlyngrace.com. But my EP can be found on Apple Music, Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and many other outlets as well. So, yeah.
That is great. Now, do you have any shows that are coming up anywhere in the area?
Yes, I actually am doing the 615 Hideaway show, and I believe that's in the Hendersonville area. I'm doing that on the 23rd, and that will also be live streamed on their Facebook page. And then I'm also filming a new show for their Cowboys channel, so that should be really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm also hosting and performing at the Smoky Mountain Songwriter Festival in Gatlinburg.
Oh, wow.
That'll be over several days in August 16th through 20th. So if anyone's in the area or wants to take a trip to the mountains, definitely come on, and I would love to meet you and see you. And then several other shows will be announced very soon, and that's all going to be posted on my website as well as on my social media outlets.
All right. Well, congratulations again on the upcoming wedding, and I would say that you probably won't have too many shows scheduled for September, will you?
Hey, I don't know, maybe. I'm performing at Songwriters Festival just a few weeks before, so I keep myself very busy.
Oh, gosh. Well, Ashlyn, you've been a wonderful guest today, and want to invite you to come back and be with us again. Share some new music when you have that available. And we're going to close this segment.
Thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome. We're going to close this segment of the show out with the song that brought you to tears in the shower, and that's one called 601. And we've been talking with Ashlyn Grace today on the Campfire Cafe. Thanks, Ashlyn.
Thank you, guys.
Something about 25 years worth of memories, where hand and footprints were pushed in wet concrete. I still see Daddy's sweat rolling down as he built our treehouse, and hear Mama's laugh from her favorite show on TV. Smell a home-cooked meal of tomato pie. I hear my brother scream just to make me smile. I wanna stay away from the house that's coming undone. Don't wanna see the walls coming down, 'cause there's a part of me still left inside, though a new life has begun. There's nothing like good old memories from 601. Something about all the songs that we all sung there, all the holidays, laughter, and prayers. It's where I blew out candles on my first birthday cake, first time. honey, it'll be all right. I wanna stay away from the houses coming undone. Don't wanna see the walls coming down. Cause there's a part of me still left inside. Though a new life has begun, there's nothing like the sweet good old memories from 601. May fall and crumble to the ground, but in my heart, love shared there will always be found. I wanna stay away from the houses coming undone. Don't wanna see the walls coming down. Cause there's a part of me still left inside, the one new life has begun. There's nothing like the sweet good old memories. Oh, I can't forget 25 years of memories from 601.
Miss Ashlyn Grace, and the song is 601. It's from her new EP, Something About a Song. And Bobby, she was so much fun to have on the show.
Well, she was. You know, she's so excited. She's got such great opportunities coming her way. So talented. So much has happened this year. It's just a jumping board, a springboard to, you know, what all is in store for her. Very exciting.
Very exciting and just a joy to have on the show today. You've got some exciting new characters that are working with Out West. Tell us about those characters you've got.
Well, Abraham Hatfield and Marietta Morse are two volunteers that are beginning to write for the Out West Scout, which is what we call our blog on our websites. And also, if we ever get around to doing an electronic email newsletter again, it would be called the Out West Scout. And I have had a major writer's block for a long time. People have said, you need to blog. And I just don't consider myself a writer, really, and just couldn't really get my head around the whole blogging thing. And it suddenly occurred to me that we have these two wonderful carved wooden figures that were a gift from my parents a number of years ago that they found on a trip through Vicksburg. And they have lived with us for, oh my gosh, since 1992. And
oh, wow.
I've never named them, but I love them. And I happened to take a photograph of them just for fun and suddenly realized that was the answer to my writer's block, is to write through two other characters who I think will have much more interesting things to say than I do. So I am the editor and they are my writers. And Abraham and Marietta have now both filed their first articles. And Abraham will be writing again today about July 5th. He wrote yesterday about July 4th, and today he's going to write about July 5th. And Abe and I will be working on that when I get off the air today. But they have their own Facebook pages.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have their own Facebook pages, and they have their own Pinterest boards. There's not a lot pinned there yet, but yeah, I think it's really fun. And for me, it's opened up a kind of way to, they're going to interview authors and musicians and designers and artists. And it's all the folks that we have worked with so closely over the years. But I think it'll be so much more fun if it's kind of coming through them rather than through me, if that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. So be sure and check them out on Facebook and Pinterest and follow along their journey as they as they talk about out west, and they interview these great authors and performers. So it'll be a lot of fun. I thoroughly enjoyed their first.
They're quite photogenic. Yeah, they're very photogenic, and it's been. We've been learning a lot in our photo ops together. Abraham has made it real clear to me what things he's happy to pose with and what things he prefers not to. And Marietta is just the party girl. She's just the life of the party, and she's just happy posing with anything and everything. But there are some things, you know, it's really been very interesting. They are definitely have different personalities. So it's been really fun.
That's cute. That is cute. Well, we've had a great show today, and we want to remind folks to stay tuned for Saddle Up America. Our guests are Jim McGarvey, the past national chairman of Backcountry Horsemen of America, and Craig Huffines, the executive vice president of the AQHA. If you're listening on our website, then just click on the next box, and that will take you right to the show that we'll be doing with them. But Bobby's been a lot of fun, as always, with you. And do you have any closing thoughts for us today?
Well, I do. This is from Louis Brandeis. I believe the university is named for him. Those who won our independence believed liberty to be the secret of happiness and courage to be the secret of liberty. I think we need
great.
To hold... The holiday is, you know, celebrated one day, but we need to hold like all of our holidays. They need to live with us every day of our lives. And so I thought that was a good touchstone.
It was. I have a closing thought as well. And
that is,
don't follow your dreams. Chase them. Don't
and then grab them.
And then grab them when you get there. So anyway, it's been a fun time today on the Campfire Cafe, and we want to remind you that you can join us every Thursday beginning at noon Central Time for the Campfire Cafe, followed by Saddle Up America at 1 o'clock. And all of the shows are archived, so you can go back and listen to them at any time. Just go visit our website, and that will take you right to the shows. But anyway, a lot of fun, Bobby, and we'll talk to you soon. Right now, we're going to close the show out with one by Mr. R.W. Hampton. It's called Don't Tell Me, and we'll remind you, as always, if you climb in the saddle, to get ready for the ride on Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world, streaming live, online, and on demand at equestrianlegacy.net. Thanks for listening.
I want to saddle my horse in the darkness, ride out in the morning dew. I want to breathe some air that's never been breathed. I want to drink the wine of freedom, toast the good ones that we knew. I want to count a million stars and think of you. Want to see one more hometown rodeo, or its hats off for the flag. We'll cheer that bucking horse in the wild ride. I want to shoot a hole in my TV set and let the silence ring on through. I want to count a million stars and think of you. Don't tell me that the West is dead and gone. My poor heart can't stand to hear that saddle song. If you're saying that you missed it all, I'm betting that you're wrong. Don't tell me it's dead and gone. Want to see one more Charlie Russell print in some old sale barn cafe, where the old men over coffee tell their tales. I want to ride out with a wagon, smell the scent of springtime sage. I want the wind at my back on down the trail. Want to see suntan, cowgirl cheeks, and long braids neath a hat. Want to hear the summer rain on the roof at a country dance. Then we'll ride out our raging storm till the light comes shining through. And then I'll count a million stars and think of you. Don't tell me that the West is dead and gone. My poor heart can't stand to hear that sad old song. If you're saying that you missed her all, I'm betting that you're wrong. Don't tell me it's dead and gone. Don't tell me it's dead and gone.